Saudi Arabia says it has arrested five suspects in connection with the suicide bombing attacks in Riyadh earlier this month. The move comes as U.S. officials are warning that more terror attacks in the kingdom may be imminent. Saudi Interior Minister Prince Nayef bin Abdulaziz announced the arrests. He said several of the suspects were captured Tuesday in the Muslim holy city of Medina. Among those arrested is Ali Abdurrahman Al-Gamadi, a man Saudi officials say is the mastermind of the May 12th suicide bombings on the housing compounds in the Saudi capital. 34 people died in the attacks, including 8 Americans. Although U.S. and Saudi officials believe the Al-Qaeda terrorist network instigated the attacks, they say it is still not clear whether the men arrested belong to the group. Also on Wednesday, the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Robert Jordan, said the threat of further attacks on American and Western interests in the kingdom remains high. Mr. Jordan says there is no indication that the Riyadh bombings were a one-time event. He says it is likely others are planning more attacks. The U.S. ambassador called the Al-Qaeda network a very real and persistent threat in Saudi Arabia because of the presence in the country of many people who fought in Afghanistan and others who share their aims and methods. Mr. Jordan says an FBI team who has been investigating the Riyadh bombings is expected to conclude its evidence gathering at the end of the week. He called current cooperation with Saudi investigators superb. In past terror probes, the United States has complained that Saudi authorities have blocked access to evidence, witnesses, and suspects. Stung by U.S. charges of not doing enough to prevent bombings, Saudi Arabia says it has stepped up security to hunt down those responsible and stop such attacks from happening. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Cairo.